Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. That is an excerpt from our second lesson today. Our Lord Jesus claims us as his own. He commands us to continue to faithfully follow his word and cautions us against failure to follow him. He draws the comparison between him and his followers and the fruit and the vine. As the vine does not produce fruit without the continued nourishment and care, the Christian needs the continued relationship with Jesus Christ to be fruitful. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in, always stay in, the love, grace, and faith of Jesus Christ. This is the source of our spiritual nourishment. And as we live in Jesus Christ, he lives in us. We say and connect with this every Sunday that we share Holy Communion together, that we may dwell in him and he in us. When we allow Jesus Christ to live in us, to guide us, to teach us, to shape us, to inspire us, then we act in accordance to his will. We truly then allow him to show himself through us. He guides us to acts of kindness, of charity, of love. His word then shows us through our lives and our actions how to become a light to the world. But we can't do this on our own. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. In staying faithful, we produce that which God wishes us to. If Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branches, then the Father is the vintner, the gardener. He cares for and continues to prune the vine. It is the job of the branches of the vine to be fruitful. There are many branches, but they are all part of one vine. The branches, while they are part of and abide in the vine, can flourish and prosper and be fruitful. Now, the branches by themselves are weak and cannot exist alone. Some branches don't produce. They are as the suckers on a plant, shoots which grow and use up the resources of the vine, and yet they do not produce fruit. These non-productive branches will be removed by the gardener. They are not doing their duty to the vine. Sadly, some who seem to be part of the vine of Christ do not produce and are not what they could be. They will, in a sense, be pruned as well. Christians must be fruitful. They must be productive. They must bear good fruit. From a vine, we expect grapes. And from a Christian, we and God expects a Christian life. The Christian is expected to have a Christian disposition and Christian devotions. A Christian honors God, professes his or her faith, and produces the fruit of doing good works. As the 12th article of religion reminds us, good works are the fruits of faith and follow after justification. They are pleasing and acceptable to God in Christ and do spring out necessarily of a true and lively faith, insomuch that by them a lively faith may be as evidently known as a tree discerned by the fruit. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, said Jesus. How could it be otherwise? With the power, the strength, and the grace of Jesus Christ dominating our life, we can only show forth the grace received from Christ. This is not because of our own free will, but because of him who lives in us and through us. In staying faithful, we produce those things that God wishes us to. The consequence of ignoring this reality is startling and frightening. First, even attempting to do good without the indwelling of Jesus Christ is futile. Man, on his own, can do nothing that is spiritually good. Nothing good happens without Jesus Christ and his Spirit, his grace, and his presence. Once again, the 13th article of religion teaches us. Works done before the grace of Christ and without the inspiration of his Spirit are not pleasant to God, for as much as they spring not of faith in Jesus Christ. If the branch produces no good fruit, then it is removed. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. This surely refers to Judas, who was found to be a traitor to Jesus and cast off. But it also applies to the casual Christian, or those of us who at first sign of trouble quickly fall away from the faith. It also refers to those who are embarrassed to proclaim their faith and put God first in their life. We know that there is a day of judgment. We know that we will be accountable for all of our doings and our failures. The unproductive branches of the vine are cut off and gathered, then cast into the fire. They are good for nothing else. So too will the unfruitful in God be cast away into the everlasting fire on the last day. But for the fruitful servant, there is a much different fate. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Eternal life, joy, peace, grace, and salvation shall be yours. And why are we asked to do these things? Herein is my Father glorified, as ye bear much fruit. When Christians abide in Christ, we live in his word, then God is glorified. That is, after all, why Jesus came to live among us. He came to teach us, to lead us, and to save us. When we show forth the results of living in Jesus and his living in us, then we must glorify in him. We can do nothing else but to stay faithful and produce what God wishes us to produce. We bear the fruits of doctrine, of grace, and good works. And the origin of this good fruit is shown to be God working through his people. This, Jesus said, is how we become his disciples. So ye shall be my disciples. Disciples are not part-time followers. They're not taking part in the latest fad or just doing it to impress someone. Disciples are the devotees of Jesus, the branches of his vine. We live in him and he in us. We glory in his love and we return it freely. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. It is the Father of whom Jesus said, "Behold my Son, in whom I am well pleased." It is Jesus who is head of the church, who sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. It is Jesus who will be our judge. Jesus makes us one with him. He dwells within us and permits us to dwell in him. He offers to us salvation, eternal life with God in heaven, and peace everlasting. He came to live as one of us and died on the cross to save us. And so he gives us his command, "Continue ye in my love." Continue to love me and continue to live in my love for you. Remain one with Jesus that he may continue to live with us as we continue to live in him. Continue to follow in the ways of God, do good works, and show him and him to others through your own life. Stay faithful and produce those things that God wishes you to. Let's pray together. The Lord be with you.
With thy spirit.
Let's pray. Lord, help us always to produce good fruit. Open our hearts and minds to more fully understand your call and to give us the grace to live more fully in your love and in your word. Let us never become the fruitless branch, but rather always the branch that bears the fruit that you would have us produce. In your time, let us join in your glorious harvest to live with you and all the saints forever in heaven. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.